You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Guys, I think I decided it's going to be the Chicago Sky. I know I kind of said that at the beginning of the show, and then I kind of wafered a little bit. But what do you think, Roy? Are you going to pick a team? Is anyone else joining me?
Stick with the Sky.
Stick with the Sky.
Go with your first instinct. Be a Sky guy.
Yeah.
A Sky.
I mean, they had Candace Parker, so, you know, I was with them a couple years ago. So
now Jeremy is doing a cheat code. He got some Fever hat.
Long time Indiana Fever fan over here.
He's jumping on this Caitlin's team.
Big time Fever guy.
I question you on that. When did you get that hat? What were the circumstances?
In 2019, I decided it's time to get into the WNBA. The summer was coming up. I really wanted to watch some good WNBA basketball, and so I took a quiz. I took a quiz on SB Nation that was, hey, which team should you root for?
Oh, I want to do that.
Yeah. Clickbaited, right?
So it was a quiz back from 2019, and it was like a personality test, and there were things about the type of teams you like rooting for, and ultimately it told me, hey, you should root for the Indiana Fever. So the first thing I did was I went online and I bought an Indiana Fever 20-year anniversary hat, and I started wearing it. Because they were founded in 1999. It was their 20-year anniversary in 2019. And I've been wearing that hat periodically over the last 5 years, following some games here and there. And now I am all in on my Indiana Fever. So Lucy and I will be together in this venture.
This is exciting to me. A new sport. I'm excited to get into it.
Yeah, it should be. Look, it's going to be a lot of fun to follow the WNBA because I think a lot of us care about it in a way that, let's just be frank, we haven't around this show for the last several years, forever. And to have experts in Lucy and Jessica, who have been following the sport for years now, have been following these players through their college careers. And like I was saying earlier in the show, like, this is the first time that I'm watching a WNBA draft. Like, all right, I know a bunch of these players and what happened throughout their college careers. So to now follow them off on their different teams, like you mentioned, I mean, Camila Cardoso and having Angel Reese on the same team in Chicago. And that's, you know, Dwayne Wade was really excited about them. It's cool.
All right, so I just got sent this quiz, okay? And I love these type of questions because it has nothing to do with basketball. It's just random life questions. Like the first one is pick a protein, hot dog, hamburger, veggie dog, or chicken. So, all right, so I'm going to go through this, and I don't want to, like, if this gives me a bad team, I have the ability to punt on this.
No.
Sure.
I just did the quiz as well, and I got the Dallas Wings.
All right, well, Roy's a Dallas Wing fan. All right.
Which one is that one? SB Nation?
Yeah. All right.
So I went with BuzzFeed.
I did too.
I'm going to go with chicken as my protein.
I'm taking two to make sure that I get the same team on both.
Yeah, right. Second opinion.
Now, the second question is pick a side, coleslaw, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, or salad. I'm going to go with mac and cheese. Pick another side, fruit, cornbread, beans, or corn. Cornbread, big cornbread guy. Pick a drink, water, beer, lemonade, slushy. I'm gonna zag here. I'm going to go slushy. Pick which SPF sunscreen to use. Obviously, I'm going the highest, so I'm going to go 100. Pick a jam, Return of the Mac. That's famously one of my favorite songs. Summertime by Will Smith, Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus, or Fly by Sugar Ray. Man, all good songs. I'm going to go Return of the Mac. That's my jam.
Pick a game to play. Water balloon fight, cornhole, twister, or slip and slide. Hmm. Man, I'll go cornhole. And all right, fine. All right, I just did. That's the quiz. Let's see who my team is.
What'd you get?
Find my WNBA team. Oh, wow. The Connecticut Sun.
The Connecticut Sun.
Mine too.
Are they
Connecticut?
Good?
You're Greg Cody's son.
I'm going with Chicago Sky.
So you did all of this for nothing. You yeah, asked this you question it's over and over quiz. All day.
Why would me picking a cheeseburger and a mac and cheese have anything to do with this?
Exactly.
Well, maybe you'll get the most transformative player in the league's history if you just stick around for another 5 years.
I don't understand why you can't just say that you want to root for the Sky.
You know what? I'm a Chicago Sky fan.
All right, there you
go. Sky guy. I'm a Sky guy.
I was a Sky guy on BuzzFeed, and on SB Nation, I was a Phoenix Mercury guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is exciting. Are you in on this at all, Billy?
No.
Okay.